This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, and it's a very special focus episode today. It's all about the AI and data week. This is a two-part special, and on today's episode one, my guest is the CEO of MDEX, Surina Shukri. Welcome back to BFM.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And it's going to be, I guess, a very busy coming week with the AI and data week. So tell me a little bit about it.
So let me just set the context for a little bit. So if you're not familiar with MDEX, we're a developmental agency, and our job is to help build the digital economy. And so as part of that, technology, AI technology, data is a part of that. Our role, when you think of it, it's pretty simple. Think of it as ABCD, A being advocating policies, B being building the ecosystem, C connecting communities, and D driving growth through catalyst programs. What AI and Data Week's all about is the C component, i.e. connecting communities together. We're a big believer that when you bring people along, that's when conversations happen. When conversations happen, good things follow. Mm-hmm. So AI and Data Week is a series of events and activities. We've got conferences, we've got workshops, we've got exhibitions that's taking place between September 9th to 15th. And the whole idea is to bring the community of AI and big data and data science and analytics to bring the whole community together.
But this is not just for those who are involved in the space of AI and data, because this is literally meant for anyone, any kind of business verticals who just want to explore sort of approach the new sort of new technologies that's, you know, on the horizon for us here, right?
That's absolutely right. So this is a chance to actually come and learn and come and be engaged in the conversation. So so this week is about connecting the builders, the enthusiasts, the futurists, the adventurists, everybody. It's open to pretty much everyone.
The A to Z of anyone involved in just running a business or being part of a business society. I guess then we got to ask, like, just how is artificial intelligence or AI is going to affect everyone here, the A to Z of, you know, any citizens or any entrepreneurs?
So today, on a personal standpoint, we have our smartphones, and we're already seeing the how much data we get and use out of that, and how much at the consumer level, at the personal level, AI is already part of our lives. What we're talking about here is a much larger scale of that. That's the potential of what data and AI can bring.
Especially when we talk about the fintech industry and the e-commerce space, which, you know, these are two areas that MDEX is really a champion of, and utilizing artificial intelligence and also just data itself. It's, you know, everyone knows data is the oil of the future. But do you foresee any kind of challenges, because there's so much talk about AI, its potential, its harm, the data, you know, in terms of collecting data, the privacy, the issues. What about the local kind of challenges local businesses would face in adopting AI?
Actually, before we get that, let me just start by saying, you know, AI is not new. AI has been around for quite some time, the whole journey of AI. But why now? Why is everybody talking about AI today? Well, it's because, number one, there's more data that's available out there. And data is actually the foundation of that. We've got smarter algorithms. And of course, we've got much more computing power. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's driving the transformative nature of artificial intelligence of what we have today. But I want to actually also, the reason why we're not calling it AI week, it's AI and data week, is because data serves as the foundation of that. And not many people, you know, realize that, you know, there is such a thing called the data journey. So for example, you actually have to have the what, the so what, and the now what. Mm. So what is all about just having data to begin with. Once you actually have the data, you run analytics on that to figure out, okay, so what? What is this data actually telling us? And then once you actually have that, you start asking yourselves, now what? And so the now what part is what AI is all about. So that's the predictive technology. It's the predictive capabilities that we're it's the predictive power of AI is what's so transformative.
It's the reason why I guess we talk about AI a lot more often these days, because we're now seeing the ability that it has and the impact that it has into our daily lives in jobs, right? So going back to challenges, like local challenges that you foresee in terms of the what, the so what, and now what, in which vertical do you see us struggling? Is it the knowledge of AI? Is it the implementation of AI, the adoption of AI, the talent-wise?
Yeah, I think that what we're facing is no different than what other countries would be facing as well. Mm. It's somewhat new in the sense that mass adoption of AI is somewhat new. And along with that comes a cultural aspect of it. Cultural being understanding what this all means and starting to be open and not so fearful of AI. These days, whenever we start a conversation of AI, it always says, oh, is that Terminator? No. It's not. Mm. It's not. In fact, you know, on a day-to-day basis, these days, when you type,
you've
AI technology
yeah.
actually starts to actually predict what you're actually, it finishes your sentence for you. So that is the power and the leverage that you may, that AI and data actually offers.
Mm-hmm. And also, I guess, you know, one of the other worries is just looking at how, you know, probably the fear of, you know, integrating AI may cause, you know, job losses, there may be job cuts, there may be a whole revolution change. But I guess these are kind of the areas that we will talk about in AI and Data Week as well, right?
That's right. The other thing I would say, you know, so you also need to think about what you're going to do with all that free time. For example, you know, data and AI allows you to actually, you know, it frees up capacity, right? And so in a world where you no longer have to work, what will you do? So these are some of the things that we'd love to actually continue to ideate around during AI and Data Week.
That's a question I tend to ask myself over the weekend. When I talk a lot about AI, it's just like, what am I going to do when artificial intelligence really takes shape in the media landscape, for example, right? But I also understand, like, you know, global trends, we're looking at, you know, telecommunications, there's also the financial services, banking, all these. Every single sector seems to be impacted with AI, even the healthcare that predominantly would stay away from tech that, you know, affects, you know, doctors and nurses and in the entire industry. Where do you think Malaysia's current level of involvement with artificial intelligence?
I think we're just getting started. And so that's why we have weeks such as this, gatherings such as this, to continue the conversation and get the community together to better understand and move forward.
Better late than never, especially when it comes to artificial intelligence. It's the beginning for, you know, like you mentioned, it's a global trend and we're at the beginning of it, and MDEC and it goes, all your partners are starting AI and Data Week. So with that though, I guess this is like the $1 million question, is like, how do you think it will affect Malaysia in the next 10 years? I hope you've brought your, you know, your globe to look into the future and give us some secrets into how you think it will impact businesses in Malaysia.
I think we're only getting started. And so when we think about the fourth industrial revolution, what is that all about at the end of the day? It is, and what helps drive that? To me, it's two parts. It's connectivity and it's also intelligence. And so when you put these things together, the applications of that is limitless. And so it's hard to gauge, you know, in 10 years what we're going to be, because I think if you could predict technology, then you would be, you know, like super rich if you had that kind of a crystal ball.
Yeah.
But really, the possibilities are endless. And already today, we're actually starting to test, to better understand what does autonomous vehicles look like, and what can we do with AR, with VR, with drones, with there's plenty of applications of AI in many, many different fields.
And it's not just global case examples or case studies that you will notice in the AI and Data Week. There will be some local heroes as well that will be showcasing some of their own approach with AI.
Absolutely.
All right. And it's happening on the 9th to the 15th of September. And, you know, the big anchor event is the next big Tech Asia event, which is happening on?
So, driven by MDEC and supported by KKMM, the week encompasses over 20 events. And the anchor event being Next Big Tech Asia.
And if you want to get more information, the URL is...
All right. And so if you wanted to find out more about it, you can always go to nextbigtechasia.com.
All right. And again, it's happening on the 9th to the 15th of September. And as Serena mentioned, the URL is nextbigtechasia.com. And I hope to see you there. And Serena, I think I will be there. I'll check out some of the cool AI
stuff. Definitely.
AI is really part of my daily, day-to-day life. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. And then again, it's open to industry professionals, students, corporates. We want everybody involved and engaged in the conversation, and we're expecting close to 3,000 people to come join in the festivities throughout the entire week.
Serena, it's been a pleasure, and I will see you at the AI and Data Week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.